Hello and welcome to the Ozone. I'm your host, Jeff Hazard, retired assistant athletic director and sports information director of SUNY Oneonta and the current chair of the Athletic Hall of Fame committee. And on today's show, we have Ann Donnery Apker, who was a standout basketball player for us back in the mid to late 70s. And she's going to be inducted into our Athletic Hall of Fame this upcoming June 6th, 2026. So welcome to the show, Ann.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks.
First of all, on behalf of the committee and myself, congratulations on this well-deserved honor. It must be, how do you feel?
Thank you so much. I feel so honored. I mean, I can't believe I'm among that group of people. I really appreciate it so much.
Why don't you talk about how you found yourself at Oneonta?
So, as with a lot of things, my twin sister Margaret paved the way because she was already there and she was already on the team her sophomore year. Our first choice of schools did not work out, so Margaret finished her first year at Lady Cliff College and then went to Oneonta without ever having seen it herself. She just wanted one that wasn't too far from home that had her major. And I was still at Springfield College. I went back my sophomore year, knowing that after the first trimester I was going to leave, and but I didn't know what I was going to do yet. I thought I wanted phys ed, but when I was at Springfield, I knew I didn't want that right away. I knew that. So Margaret mentioned she was in elementary ed, which she also changed her mind after that. But she said something about a dietetics major, and I said, there's a major for that. I didn't even know there was a major for that. I didn't know anything about hospital dietetics or anything like that. I knew I was very interested in nutrition and health and fitness and stuff. So I said, I want to major in that. And I said, do you mind if I come there? Because we didn't really intend to go to school together, but she wanted me to, and like we're so glad that we did. So anyway, I said, I was sure I wouldn't be able to play basketball that year because I was getting there in the middle of the year. But she said she would talk to the coach. And I said, tell her how tall I am, because I thought that might work in my favor. And so anyway, she talked to the coach, and the coach said I could just come back with Margaret at double sessions. So January, I went with Margaret for double sessions, and I was right on the team from the beginning.
What was it? Barb Blodgett was the coach then?
Blodgett was the coach, and yeah, I so much appreciate her.
She coached a bunch of sports during her time there.
She did. Well, when I was there, I think it was only basketball, but what else did she coach?
She also ended up coaching field hockey and lacrosse, women's lacrosse
Oh, I didn't know
for
that.
us. I mean, I think she actually was the first women's lacrosse coach.
Oh,
At
okay.
Oneonta. So yeah, when we started some of those programs. So you're here with your sister. You never thought you'd be playing with your sister or going to the same school. What was that like?
It was great. I to this day, it was the best decision I could have made because we got to spend another year and a half together. She graduated early, but we had that year and a half. In fact, after that year, our sophomore year, she didn't play anymore because she was going to graduate early, and she took like 100 credits every semester and just got out of there early. But and we lived together in we roomed together, and we just did everything together. It was great.
So now, you grew up in a time when, maybe the access to athletics and sports was probably not as much as it is now, obviously, with all the stuff that goes on in women's athletics. So what was it like growing up, and what was your where were you playing and who were you competing with?
You mean when I was like in high school and everything,
Well, and
or
yeah, like
like
growing up, how did you find an interest in sports?
Well, we lived in a small town, and I followed Margaret. I had no idea where she was going. She was going to the gym, and this was in Catholic school, about sixth or seventh grade, with her friend. And I said, "Well, I'm going too." And so I just went up there, and then we tried out for the CYO team, and she was on the A team, and I was on the B team. But then I grew like a foot that year or something, so I had a lot of experience playing and scoring that like 7th grade, like that. And then I think by the 8th grade, we were all together. And then at least 4 of us on that CYO team continued on 4 years through high school. So by the time we finished high school, we were undefeated. In the whole, we went as far as we could. That was Section 9, and at that time, you didn't go any further. But now they go to states and everything. But at that time, you just went through the section. And so, yeah, and
Did you ever feel
yeah.
like you didn't have an opportunity to play? Was it just basketball?
No, I never felt like I didn't have an opportunity to play. We had really good volleyball team too, and we were undefeated senior year in volleyball also, and I think tennis too. We were on the tennis team. We did really well in tennis too. We had good high school. We had good coaches and everything. Yeah,
What high school was that?
James I. O'Neill High School in Highland Falls, New
Oh,
York.
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you ended up at Springfield, and you
Yeah.
kind of, it's funny because I actually got my master's at Springfield, so I get the whole phys ed thing because I was a phys ed
Oh, yeah.
major myself.
Oh, okay. That's
So
great.
I'm, the background or whatever, but I, the 2 year or year and a half that I was there, I mean, certainly it was a different time and a different program, but yeah, that's funny that you would kind of get there to Springfield. Were you recruited?
No, I was never, honestly, I didn't, as far as we didn't have any of that when I was in high school. I didn't have colleges looking at me or anything. Honestly, the only place that I'm kind of honored that expressed the least bit of interest in was West Point, because we were right outside. And since we were the town right outside, and in like 1976 was the first year they accepted women into the academy, right? And that, I think it was that year, right around then, did a study with 60 of high school girls from nearby, and to see what they could expect of the women cadets. And they had like 20 women with a personal trainer doing Nautilus 3 times a week, and they had 20 girls doing running with guns and boots and stuff, and then a control group. And so we were up there all the time up at West Point, and they knew us from being local athletes and being up at the gym all the time. So they asked me if I was interested in maybe going there, but so I wasn't. But
That's
that's
pretty.
it. No other colleges, no nothing. I'm not sure if another coach would have helped me with that, but the focus wasn't on that. And I never remember like any coach asking me if I wanted to reach out to colleges for my basketball. It was never that. No.
Is
So.
that do you think that was maybe because you were at a small school or because women's athletics was still kind of growing?
I guess I thought it was because women's athletics was still growing. But then I know there's people my age who were recruited and looked at. So I think maybe their coaches could have made a difference. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Oneonta, I mean, certainly, being with your sister, your experience. Talk a little bit about the campus life because the 70s was kind of a crazy time,
Okay.
wasn't it?
Well, I got there in 1970. Well, it would have been 78, I think, right? 70, or yeah, 79, 78, 79, I think. Yeah. And but we, is Hulbert Hall the Hulbert Hall? We
It's
lived
still
there.
there.
That's where. What'd you say? That's
I
still
said
there?
Halber Hall is still there.
Oh, okay. So that's where Margaret and I lived. And I don't know. I just loved it. I loved campus life. I didn't, there was nothing I tried to like avoid, or like I felt like you could do whatever you wanted, as much or as little as you wanted there. There was a lot of opportunities. And then the next year we lived in Golding Hall.
Which
And
is
then,
still there.
okay. And
Golding
then,
is the one at the bottom of the hill, right?
the bottom of the hill. That was good.
So did you feel like that you assimilated pretty well being a transfer and
I did. It's really hard to get classes when you first get there. They accept you, but then you have to work really hard to get the teachers to let you in their class, because a lot of them are full, a lot of the classes that you need. So that was good. And then I did do summer school for a year. I had to get good grades in these two certain classes, and so I took them both in the summer. And that was a really good experience too. You get a whole different vibe on campus
Yeah.
in summer school. And during lunchtime, I would go over to the gym, and the faculty was playing basketball full court all the time.
Oh.
Every day at lunchtime, I got to play in the full court games of
Oh, you
basketball.
did.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I know that when I, made my way and I started there, like actually 20 years after you got to campus in 1999, or that time, I participated in those faculty games. They still had them going on.
Good.
I don't know if you remember like Garth Stam.
I remember that. I remember that name.
Yeah,
I
because
remember that.
he was like about 6'11". He was the
Oh,
men's
yeah, I
soccer
remember him.
coach.
Oh, yeah, I remember him now.
Yeah, Gary Holloway would have been the biology professor. I don't know if you ever had him for any classes.
No, but do you remember, I don't know if Dr. Butts would have still been there. I forget his
No,
first name. He was
not a.
human physiology. I know he
Okay.
played. And there was somebody I saw on your website. I think he played. Would Vince Foti have
Oh
played?
yeah, Vince. Well, I don't. I think Vince played, like, probably in his younger days. But by the time I got there, he was certainly,
I think he played those
yeah,
games.
Vince
So he would have
Foti,
been.
senior. Yep. He's still. I mean, he's on our Hall of Fame committee still, so he's still around.
Oh,
He's
that's
like
great.
90. I think he's like 93 or something.
Wow, that's
Yeah, so
great.
he's still kicking. He's still going strong. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
And
him and.
I don't remember other names of the people. I don't
Yeah.
remember.
Yeah, just I mean, so you so that was really probably a great campus life for you. You get to
It
play
was
a little
great.
basketball all the time and
It was great. And I had a tutor for organic chemistry, and the summer was so laid back. You could just take one class and have time to do well in it and still have, time to do other stuff.
So you ended up finding dietetics, and certainly that was something that you thought you really enjoyed. So why don't you talk a little bit about that and then kind of where it took you in your career?
Oh, that's right. I liked that from the very beginning. Every nutrition course that I ever took, and the teachers were so supportive in the home. It was in home ec then. I have a feeling it's probably not under home ec now,
Yeah, no, we actually have a
but
dietetics major right now. And as a matter of fact, we inducted the chair of that department into our Hall of Fame because she became very involved in our athletic department as our faculty athletics person.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so there was a big connection between dietetics and athletics.
Oh, very good, very good. And I see they also have a master's in nutrition program now.
Yeah,
I
she
just read
started that.
that.
Yep, she
That's
started
awesome.
that. Yeah.
Okay. So I would then if you wanted they just help you, like if you wanted to be a registered dietitian, there were a certain few routes you could take.
Yeah.
One of them was the internship, and that's what I wanted. But another route was something like 3 years work experience, and then you could take the exam or some different requirements for three of those paths. But they really helped you. If you wanted an internship, they wanted to know you were on track for everything you were supposed to do, so you wouldn't get caught at the end not having something you needed. So that was really helpful. And then I just ended up getting the one that I wanted in Cleveland, which I really wanted because it was coordinated with a master's degree. So in 16 months you could be finish everything.
Oh,
And
awesome.
that worked great. And what I was really happy about is, well, when that was over, I applied for a job in the area, and then that was fine for about 6 months, I think. And then the hospital where I did my internship called me and said they had an opening, and they called me back. So that was like the ultimate, because that meant that they were happy with my whole performance through my internship. So that was
Now,
good.
was the of course, Cleveland is a big medical, center for a lot of great hospitals and everything. So which hospital were you affiliated with?
University Hospitals of Cleveland. So it was right down the street from Cleveland Clinic. And
Okay. So from there, you headed back east, right?
yes, then I thought I'd head back east if my husband would go for that, because I thought, well, I could apply for Yale New Haven Hospital and see if I got that, I would be an hour or two from my family.
Yeah.
2 hours, I guess. And I did. So we made that move. And so like I had and then when I was expecting a child, though, I knew I couldn't keep up that job.
Yeah.
It was so demanding, and It was both of those hospitals had probably 35 dietitians. They were really huge teaching hospitals, and I learned so much working there. But I would never see my child, like if I felt
Right.
like I couldn't do what they want, which is terrible to say because obviously people have kids and keep going, and but maybe they had easier childcare situations or something.
Yeah.
I couldn't just dump my child in daycare in the hospital or something, and then I
Yeah.
had an hour. I was commuting an hour each way,
Wow.
so after that, I made another move to a women's health center and worked part time. They were just starting a program, so they were happy to have me from Yale and everything.
Yeah.
And then I got pregnant again right away, and I just ended up going fewer and fewer hours, and then my husband's job was going to require moving, and we started moving around the country right after that. So
Right.
that's how I fizzled out in my career.
Yeah. Well, but you said you're still a registered dietitian.
Well, I was until just about a year ago,
Oh,
was it?
okay.
Or a couple of years ago. So I stayed registered for 40 years because I always still enjoy all the
Yeah.
reading that I can. And every day I get nutrition briefs in my email, and I know things change all the time, and I do love keeping up with it. I formally stopped keeping up with it a few
Right,
years ago. I let
right.
go.
And you also mentioned in your, bio stuff that you did some teaching.
So one of our moves was to Bradford, Pennsylvania, and I was on the board of the YMCA there, and one of the board members asked if I'd be interested in designing and teaching a class at University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. So I did. I loved the idea of designing it myself because I could just teach whatever I wanted,
Yeah.
and it was good. I forget if I did that one semester or two, but I did that. It was a lot of work for very little money.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah.
How many children do you have?
Two. I have two
Two.
sons.
Two
Yeah.
sons.
And
And
one grandson.
they what?
And one grandson.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
What was it like? I guess you could say we always say that, athletes always try to encourage their children, if they have children, to be athletes. Were your sons athletes?
Yes, yeah, so of course I thought they would definitely be basketball players, and we had them playing basketball. We had a really great teacher in the local gym, and so they were taking lessons from the time they were in, say, first and second grade, and it was great. And then one of them kept going through high school. He didn't intend to play beyond high school, but he did great. He was such a good basketball player, and the other one didn't want anything to do with like parents in sports, like
Okay.
including me, I think.
Wow.
So anyway, his interest was skateboarding, and
Ah.
he was a good skateboarder. He was good at baseball and football, but then he just wanted to do that, and it was great for him, and it was a good lesson for us as parents that you don't get to decide everything
Yeah.
for your kids.
Yeah.
And he found like the best friends, the best that are friends to this day, and the skateboarding is its own culture, and
Yeah.
The supportiveness among those kids was so great, and so we were as happy as could be with that. It was really foreign to us when it was happening, but it was
Right.
great.
Now,
Yeah.
what did they ever ask you questions about your days as a college athlete?
Honestly, not too much. So I think not really. I tried to tell them a little bit here and there, but
Yeah.
It was, it didn't, I don't
And
know.
what kind of a reaction was it when you told them you were going into the Athletic Hall of Fame?
Like they were so happy. They were so
Yeah.
happy and proud of me, and so I showed one, I think I showed them the paper that you sent me
Okay.
that said the record that I still hold, it
Yeah.
said I have, if
Yeah.
that's,
Yeah,
and
you're still points per game career. You're still number one,
really?
which
I,
is.
the one I the one I saw on that paper was most field goals in a game,
Oh yeah,
18.
that would have went the game. Didn't you score? I think you had what, 40 in a game or
I
something?
had 41 against Potsdam that
Yeah,
one year.
which was a record for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean,
Okay,
not a lot of people
good.
score 40, even men. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, so yeah, it was a
That's
record, let me tell you.
good.
Yeah, so is there anything else about your experience at Oneonta that you'd maybe like to mention or talk about? Any people in particular you'd like to thank or
Well, definitely. So definitely Margaret. We talked about Margaret, but Louise Bertolozzi, Louise Lynch was Louise was on the team when I got there with
yeah.
Margaret. But the next year when we lived in Golding, she ended up living down the hall and we became like the best of friends. And then we lived together the next year. But we played basketball all the time when even when it wasn't basketball season. And we were just inseparable. Like her friendship meant so much to me, and I was so lucky to meet her there in on the basketball team. And then someone else on the team was Pat Fritz. Do you
Yeah,
know Pat?
yeah.
Like when I first got there, when I first walked into the gym, and she was the first person I saw, and like she just smiled and like I never for one second felt like I didn't belong in anymore. Like she was so, she was the director of the dining hall, and she gave me a job right away, which I needed a job, needed to work. And she was just so outgoing and so welcoming, and it was so positive, like the whole team, the whole,
Yeah.
yeah. And so she sticks out in my mind, and she, even after she graduated, she kept encouraging me, and she wrote me a beautiful letter before my senior game and sent me a graduation card. And she's just a really incredible person, Pat Fritz was. And so and she was one of the guards. She and Louise, Karen Haig, the guards were really good
Oh, Karen
on the
Haig,
team.
yep, she's in our Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, I know. She's amazing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she, yeah, boy. Yeah,
She's,
she
I
was
mean,
nice to meet. Yeah.
yeah, she's really, so I read her bio and I'm like, oh my God, what a career she had.
Yeah,
Wow.
she you know, she certainly went on to some be a very successful coach as well.
Yeah, I know. I know that. That's amazing. She's made for it. And but if I didn't say enough about Coach Blodgett, I just have so much gratitude there. And I just think coaches have such a hard time. I would think they would have such a hard time, like, or else I was just lucky, but for them to see each player and get to know each player and what will make them give their all and everything. But however she treated me, I just wanted nothing but to do anything she said, and I just worked really hard for her. Like she wasn't like a screaming, yelling coach. I don't know. I don't think I would have responded too well to that.
No, Barb was retiring just as I got there to Oneonta, and she certainly did quite a lot at Oneonta during her time there. And I've been fighting for years to try and get her in the Hall of Fame. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
really? Oh,
You know,
that's
just, I mean,
fun.
again, just because there are people that were around during that, like I said, the 70s when women's athletics was still, nobody knew
Yeah.
what to do with it, even though there was Title IX, but people were still, you know, do we need to have a team? You know, yes, you do, you know, that kind of stuff. And
Yeah.
Barb certainly took on the extra tasks of, like I said, starting women's lacrosse and coaching some of the other sports that we would have teams in Oneonta.
Yeah,
So,
wow, that's great. That's amazing.
yeah,
Yeah.
so opportunities, right? I mean, it's all about opportunity.
Yeah, that's
So,
great. Yeah.
I mean, again, we are certainly excited to be able to have you come back. I mean, you probably haven't been back to Oneonta in a long time.
I haven't. So I went back for one alumni game. My kids were little, so I think it had to be like 92 or 3,
Wow.
maybe. Yeah. So
Okay.
just one. And like, yeah, I'm too far away to make that
Yeah.
happen. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you'll have to definitely get in so that you can spend some time to walk around campus.
Good. Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to stay for 2 nights so I can have time to see the
Yeah.
place. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's I mean, they transformed the I got there at a good time because they were just starting to do a lot of building and a lot of changing. So
Okay.
I
Yeah.
was lucky enough to be in with all the new buildings, turf fields, gymnasium, you know what I'm saying? All that. So,
Yeah, I have no idea where the gym is or anything. I have no
well,
idea.
Chase Gym is still there,
Okay.
but they built a field house which had another gym in it, which is where we ended up playing our basketball and volleyball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Great.
Quite a, you know, quite a difference, you know, when all the older people come back, they're like, wow, we never had this. You know what I mean? Like we
Yeah,
just had,
I know. Yeah.
You know, the guys, the old guys from the 50s and 60s talk about old Maine, where they
Right.
had pillars in the middle of the floor and you had to go around them to practice. And I'm like, I, you know, can't imagine that. But
No,
yeah,
I
so,
can't.
well, listen, Ann, I'm glad I had a chance to catch up with you today. Certainly
Me
looking
too.
forward to meet you in person.
Me too.
It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun. And our day will be just kind of like this. I mean, it'll be a shorter version, but it'll be a kind of a little short Q&A. You know, we
Okay.
just want to hear about your experience in Oneonta and why you loved it so much.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. And thanks for everything you do, Jeff, with
Well,
the whole thing. Yeah.
it's still a labor of love for me.
Great. That's
So,
great. Thanks.
well, listen, I want to thank you again for coming on today, and we'll look forward to seeing you and inducting you on June 6th.
Okay, thanks. See you then,
All
Jeff.
right,
Take
enjoy
care.
the rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Okay. Bye.
Yep.
Bye.